I'm Charles Boda, and this is your Diz Daily Fix for October 17th, 2017. In Disney legal news, summaries of judgment have been filed by both parties in a lawsuit that sees Disney having it out with a company that offers unlicensed Disney, Lucasfilm, and Marvel characters for events and children's birthday parties. Defendant Nick Sorelli, who owns Characters for Hire, LLC, has decided to contest Disney's claims of trademark and copyright violations. Disney is making the case that Sorelli's company breaks trademark regulations with promotions and their use of characters. They take issue with Characters for Hire's promotional descriptions, such as having a Frozen-themed party package, and they classify them characters themselves as low-quality knockoffs. Disney claims the company provides shoddy services that are inimical to plaintiff's reputation for high-quality goods and services and impeccable customer care. They believe Sorelli's company is guilty of copyright infringement as it reproduces and publicly displays unauthorized images and performance of Disney's copyrighted characters and musical works, including numerous promotional videos and images on the internet. Now, Disney believes that the unlicensed versions may cause audiences to be confused about who exactly is sponsoring them, and that the second-rate versions will spoil the market and cause negative impressions of Disney characters. Now, Sorelli is disputing all of this. As far as the copyright goes, his summary states that Characters for Hire's advertising and promotional materials do not copy, reproduce, or distribute, or display any of the two-dimensional artwork that is the subject of those copyright registrations. Now, his lawyers are also contesting some of the characters in question may not fully be owned by Disney at all. They argue numerous characters to which Disney claims rights in this action, namely Rapunzel, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, Aladdin, Beauty, Snow White, The Little Mermaid, Thor, Loki, and Princess Aurora, originally appeared in fairy tales, folk tales, and other works hundreds and in some instances thousands of years ago. Sorelli claims he also is in violation of trademark laws because he only uses proprietary names as descriptions of the characters. The legal precedent that his lawyers cite for this is a case that was previously filed against CBS by the Times Square performer known as the Naked Cowboy. In that case, the Naked Cowboy took issue with the soap opera The Bold and the Beautiful when they used his name in a title but featured somebody else in the show's background. Now, the Bearskin Buckaroo lost that case as a judge qualified that that term was used as a description, not a proprietary brand. So we'll see whether that same logic holds up for Darth Vader, Elsa, and Iron Man. The Reedy Creek Improvement District has just approved a spending increase that elevates their outside law enforcement budget to $15.8 million annually. Now, Reedy Creek provides government services to Walt Disney property, and this budget goes towards hiring Orange County Sheriff's deputies. Now, from 2011 to 2015, that budget was at $7 million annually, but after the Pulse nightclub terror attack, that budget raised to $13.7 million, and now it's been increased to $15.8 million. Now, prosecutors had stated that the perpetrator of the Pulse shooting, Omar Mateen, had previously spoken with his girlfriend about using Disney Springs as a possible location for his crimes. Reedy Creek has a contract with Orange County for $8 million, covering 70 deputies and the resources, but off-duty officers are also hired to the tune of $7 million. And Disney pays their off-duty officers $40 per hour with an additional $5 per hour for equipment costs. And lastly, the adaptation of the Newbery Medal-winning children's book, The One and Only Ivan, is set to feature the voice of Angelina Jolie. The novel was written by Catherine Applegate and illustrated by Patricia Costello, and Jolie is serving on the as a producer on the film as well, and will be voicing a character named Stella. Now, the movie focuses on the titular silverback gorilla Ivan, who is a caged in a shopping mall and is joined by Jolie's elephant Stella and a cat named Bob. Now, you may remember Jolie as the voice of Lola in 2004's Shark Tale. Have you ever considered participating in one of Run Disney's many events, but you weren't sure if it was right for you? Well, in today's featured article, Haley Lynn explains the benefits you'll get from a Disney half marathon. The article is titled 13.1 Reasons to Run a Run Disney Half Marathon. You can check that out today. Now, trending on the boards today is a thread started by poster A-Format, who experienced different screening procedures with TSA at the Orlando International Airport. In the thread, the poster describes new rules for food items that will be going into effect in January of 2018. And so others are joining in and sharing similar experiences at different airports around the company. Look for the thread entitled New Food TSA Rules Coming Soon, sometimes already in effect in Orlando, on the rumor and news forums at disboards.com, and join in on the discussion yourself. At 1 o'clock today, check out the Diz Unplugs Walt Disney World edition, where there will be an in-depth discussion of all of this week's news. And you can find that on disunplug.com at 1 p.m. today. Now, for the weather today, folks in Orlando will experience clouds and thunderstorms with a high of 81 and a low of 71. And those in Anaheim will have a hot, sunny day with a high of 94 and a low of 65. For information on everything I've mentioned, go to wdwinfo.com/dailyfix, and that'll do it for me today. But tune in tomorrow for another installment of your Diz Daily Fix.